as an addition? Do you view him as the missing piece to the puzzle, or where on that scale, I guess, do you?
Yeah, you know, everyone keeps saying that, you know, he's the missing piece to the puzzle. You know, obviously, he's a very accomplished quarterback, great player. We're happy to have him, and, you know, he's part of the team now. So hopefully we can put it all together and have some success this year.
Is it different working with a guy that can get out of the pocket? And then, I mean, you know, I know you're just thrown with him, but can get out of the pocket and make a play. I mean, do you have to have a different mindset as a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Extend plays and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. You know, that's like you said it, you know, he's a great quarterback. But in addition to that, you know, he can move and he can move and run. He does a great job of keeping his eyes downfield when he's moving around, not only in the pocket, but when he's scrambling. So you just have to be alert as a receiver and make sure you don't lose focus when he's scrambling.
Potential playmaker. That's not really the Wisconsin way at quarterback, is it?
Yeah, but, you know, anytime you can add another playmaker and put another one out on the field, you know, you're only helping the team out.
Yes, sir.
Were you following that recruitment closely, or like when you first were maybe hearing he had an interest in possibly joining you guys?
Yeah, you know, I heard some, you know, rumors and buzz around town. You know, obviously it was exciting, and you know, anytime, you know, they get the opportunity to bring in a quarterback of his caliber, well, as a receiver, you know, naturally you're going to be excited. So, you know, I was excited about it. I didn't follow it too closely because, you know, rumors spread all the time. There's always something going on. So I didn't know how much truth was to it at first, but, you know, obviously, you know, really happy to have him, and you know, looking forward to working with him this year.
Last year, you guys get to win the Big Ten, get through the Rose Bowl. How do you maintain that success and remain consistent, especially now you add Russell to the mix and it seems like there's a bullseye on you?
Yeah, you know, I think there was a bullseye on us anyway. Obviously, you know, Big Ten champs. You know, so naturally, you know, that's you're going to have a target on your back. But I think the biggest thing for us is just to, you know, go out every day and work, play Wisconsin football, and, you know, good things will come.
Been around the program a long time. What did last year mean? You've seen it. You've seen the program ups, downs, sideways, whatever. What did last year mean?
It's a good question.
It was, you know, for one thing, it was Bielema's team, you know,
yeah.
Barry's team, coached by Bielema, which maybe it was in 06. You know, but the program kind of rejuvenated itself there.
Yeah, you know,
your years as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, it was a big season last year. You know, obviously, whenever you can win the Big Ten, you know, that's great, but. I'd have to think about that one.
Really?
We'll come back to that one.
At what point last season did it start to sink in, that realization of you just keep doing this and you're going to be the team on top?
You know, the thing we preach is, and kind of Coach B's slogan since he's come in is, you know, just take the 1-0 mentality. You know, if you, you know, take it one game at a time, you know, one thing at a time, one play at a time, and win each and every one of those, you know, the outcome will be good. So, you know, we're just kind of taking that approach and, you know, obviously had some success last year.
So you don't think that there is any one game in particular that maybe shifted the momentum completely in your favor and gave you that chance to just seize it altogether?
I think, you know, really the Michigan State game was kind of a turning point for us. You know, I think, you know, it kind of woke us up. And, you know, obviously, you know, after that game, we kind of went on a roll. So, you know, I think that was kind of the turning point for us in the season.
And what about just like the wins that you had then afterwards? You talked about that being a turn point. You beat Ohio State rather handily, and then you go into Iowa. They're ahead late in the game, and you guys pull off a fake punt.
Yeah, obviously, you know, everyone talks about the fake punt. Great play call, worked out, and ended up winning the game. So that's great. But, you know, anytime you have to go in and play in an environment as hostile as Iowa and you come out with the win, you know, you're happy.
What was that feeling like being able to run towards the sideline and get that trophy?
Oh, it was awesome. The trophy games are huge. The trophy games are fun. And there's no feeling like going and taking back what's yours.